Final IDR. Rules could give employers some relief, eventually. Employers frustrated by the rising costs of out-of-network claims covered by the No Surprises Act may have some relief on the horizon under final regulations for the Independent Dispute Resolution, IDR, system published June 4th to 6th in the Federal Register. Quick hits. Starting June 11, 2026, the fee for IDR disputes will be lowered from 115 to 15, making the process more accessible for smaller disputes, but potentially increasing the system backlog. Health plans and insurers must register in a new IDR registry to help providers correctly identify payers, potentially reducing ineligible or misdirected disputes. The open negotiation period will be managed through the federal IDR portal using standardized forms with a 15-business-day response window aiming to reduce disputes that are ineligible for IDR. An IDR entity must determine dispute eligibility within 5 business days, and payment determinations must be made within 30 business days, with binding decisions based on submitted payment offers. Recent research has found that many claims that wind up in the IDR arbitration system generate awards for providers that are several times higher than the in-network median amount paid, or qualifying payment amount, QPA, for the relevant service in the relevant market. Those amounts are growing, and providers are winning nearly 90% of those disputes, which involve either emergency room charges or, primarily, out-of-network specialists, such as anesthesiologists, radiologists, and doctors performing neurology and neuromuscular procedures who provide services at in-network facilities. The U.S. Departments of Health and Human Services, Labor, and the Treasury, the departments, together with the Office of Personnel Management, indicate that the regulations which update 2023 proposed rules are designed to streamline communication between payers, providers, and the IDR entities that resolve arbitration disputes and to clarify timelines and processes. For instance, IDR disputes will have to be submitted through the existing federal IDR portal, and they must be submitted on standard forms developed by the departments. Though the final rules are generally effective, August 3, 2026, many of the key changes will take effect only after the departments issue further guidance in coming months or years. Key provisions of the new final regulations fee reduction. The departments cut the IDR fee starting on June 11, 2026, to 15 from 115, regardless of the amount in dispute or the dispute's eligibility. This is potentially good and bad news for employers, as IDR may become viable for smaller disputes, but this could also add to the IDR system's significant backlog. IDR registry group health plans and health insurers will have to register under a new IDR registry, and each will be assigned a registration number. The departments believe the registry will help providers accurately identify payers, thereby reducing the number of ineligible disputes initiated within the federal IDR process and reducing the number of disputes incorrectly initiated against the wrong payer. Negotiation notices. Under the final rule, the open negotiation period will be run through the existing IDR portal. A party would initiate the negotiation period by filing a written notice through the portal, and the other party would have 15 business days to respond with specific information. Both parties must use standard forms developed by the departments. This could be a significant development, as a common employer complaint is that many IDR awards involve disputes that were never eligible for IDR in the first place. Initiating the IDR process. If no agreement is reached during open negotiations, either party could initiate the IDR process by submitting a notice through the existing federal IDR portal within 4 business days after the open negotiation period ends. The other party then would have 3 business days to respond with its own notice, which is a new development. IDR eligibility determinations. The final regulations also standardize the timeline for determining whether a dispute is eligible for IDR. Once an IDR entity is selected to resolve the dispute, it must determine whether the dispute is IDR eligible within 5 business days. Research suggests that IDR entities are making payment determinations on disputes that were never IDR eligible to begin with. The departments are encouraging parties to contest eligibility during open negotiation or via the Notice of IDR Initiation Response to avoid situations where disputes are found ineligible only at a later time, which may result in parties paying fees they otherwise would not owe, and to minimize the backlog currently plaguing the system. Payment determinations. Not later than 30 business days after the date of final selection of the certified IDR entity, or 30 business days after items and services are determined eligible when extenuating circumstances apply, the parties must each submit a proposed payment amount. The IDR entity then selects the offer. It determines best represents the value of the item or service at issue. The IDR entity must issue a written decision within 30 days of the date it is selected. The decision is binding on the parties. Staying informed. Ogletree Deacon's Employee Benefits and Executive Compensation Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the Employee Benefits and Executive Compensation blog as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.